On to another consequence of the shutdown. This week, Tom O'Connor, the president of the FBI Agents Association, said it may affect staffing at the agency.
This lack of funding to the FBI is hurting operations. It is hurting personnel across the board, and it is going to hurt our recruitment, and it is going to hurt our retention.
That concern is not just at the FBI. Our next guest says the shutdown may hamper recruitment across the entire federal government. Paul Light is professor of public service at New York University. Professor, what are your greatest concerns?
I think the shutdown may increase the retirement activity among the baby boomers. We've been predicting a quiet crisis for some decades, actually, because we saw so many baby boomers enter government back in the 1970s. The federal government is older, has an older workforce than the private sector by far. About 40% of feds are over the age of 45 compared to just 17% in the private sector. So we've got a lot of people who are in the retirement zone, and we saw an uptick last fall in the numbers who were considering retirement. We saw a 25% surge in the number of employees filing for retirement. So we may see some retirement departures, and there is going to be this retirement tsunami, as some experts call it, over the next few years. So
and
that's going to be the issue.
Have we seen this as a result of some of the other shutdowns, or are you saying that because this one is lasting so long that there might be more impetus for baby boomers to retire?
Well, there's a vulnerability here. The 1995 shutdown came when the baby boomers were sort of, obviously a little bit younger. This one comes when a lot of the baby boomers, older employees, are at retirement age. At any rate, this one could push a lot of baby boomers out the door. Then the problem becomes who wants a federal job? And the real impact of the shutdown is at the entry level, where young Americans are considering the possibility of pursuing jobs in a government that is basically closed. December and January are big months for young people as they begin to think about what they're going to do after graduation. And my worry right now is that the next class of federal employees, younger federal employees, is going to take a pass. There's just so much uncertainty here. We've broken so many norms. And the question is, who wants a federal career? The answer from the Gen Z and millennials is not so much me.
Well,
it's a last resort, perhaps.
Maybe. I think it depends
yeah.
on maybe your level of education, because according
yes.
to the Congressional Budget Office, federal civilian workers who have a high school education or less make 34% more when they work for the federal government than when they work for the private sector. It's different if you have a higher degree of education for those who have doctorates as well. It flips just the other way. They make more in the private sector. So for many civilian workers, a job in the federal government would look pretty good. So what's the concern?
Well, I think the concern is the quality of the work life, the uncertainty that might be attached to moving into the federal government at this particular point, the saturation in the media of stories on the very real suffering that's taken place during this shutdown. We've got another potential shutdown in September. We're talking a lot about ending this one, but we've normalized the use of shutdowns as a bargaining device. So we've got a class of young people who've got to say to themselves, okay, how do I even apply for a federal job? If you go to USA Jobs, which is the federal government's primary website for people to find and pursue careers, there's been underloading on that site in terms of new jobs. And the personnel offices, recruitment offices are closed. So for a young person saying, gee, you know, I'm going to graduate in May with this much debt, et cetera, you know, even if they did want a federal career at this particular point, it's a hard sell.
Professor Light, compare what the U.S. government had to offer, the federal government in particular, had to offer baby boomers in the past compared to what it has to offer younger workers now.
Well, you had a more rapid path towards advancement because you didn't have this big clot of baby boomers ahead. So back in the 1970s, when government was growing, post-Great Society, the Environmental Protection Agency was created, we were hiring a lot of employees to build agencies from the bottom up. The pay was good. The recruitment was effective. The chance to make a difference for this country was palpable. Many of those sales pitches or sales advantages for the federal government are no longer in place. And right now, pay and benefits, the president is a diehard advocate of pay freezes, hiring freezes. We don't even have a good complement of people in the personnel offices to make the recruiting calls.
And you're saying the shutdown makes matters even worse.
Absolutely.
Paul Light, professor of public service at New York University. Thank you for speaking with us.
Very welcome.